Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice, the morning show. Happy 2026. We've got a 2026 pack. Get it? See what they did there?
I do.
The Alice 2026 pack. It's good. All this week, 9:05. 1205 with Mason and 505 with It's Jane. We'll have code words for you. And you take the code word, you go to radioalice.com and enter it in the contest page. And you could win a pair of tickets to each of these six shows, all six of them. Ed Sheeran, Olivia Dean, Ariana Grande, Fall Out Boy, Doja Cat, and Meghan Trainor.
All hits.
All hits.
Every one of them.
Alice Essentials.
Mm-hmm.
It's all courtesy of Live Nation, Messina Touring Group, Sprinter Entertainment, and Golden Voice.
Any one of those shows.
Right.
Hit packed.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
It's a hit pack six pack.
Mm-hmm.
Hit pack 2026 pack.
We could do that.
Radio.
Two for Tuesday.
Two for Tuesday with a hit pack 2026 pack. And I feel like I haven't talked for a while.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody. We're going to begin with... a crazy story that happened here in San Francisco.
Ooh.
I know.
Is this the Fairmont?
Yes. This is, I didn't even know that Tommy Lee Jones had a daughter, 34-year-old woman who died, looks like New Year's Day, Victoria Jones. She died at the Fairmont. Representative from the SFFD. On Friday, confirmed the news. And then they really just go on to talk about her dad. She's had problems. It looks like in the last year, in the year before her death, Jones had multiple run-ins with the law. This is Victoria Jones, daughter of Tommy Lee Jones.
She's an addict.
Yeah, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
On April 28th, she was arrested in Napa County and charged with obstructing a peace officer, being under the influence of a controlled substance without a valid prescription, and possession of that same...
Where did you say that happened?
That was in Napa.
Maybe. Does she live up here?
You know, that's what I was thinking. I don't know anything about her. This is the first time I've ever heard that he had kids. I never even thought about him having kids.
In the story that I saw, and there were a few of them, but I guess she was working as an actress, as a young lady, and he fired her when she didn't make her call time from something he was doing. And I realize that's sort of what you're supposed to do as a parent. You say, that's not how the working world works.
She appeared in Men in Black 2, The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada. And she was also on the TV series One Tree Hill. She was a lovely young woman,
yeah.
34 years old. The picture that accompanies this particular story, it's in The Hollywood Reporter. It's from 2017. She's with him at the Tokyo Film Festival. It's
a fentanyl OD.
It's incredibly, it's just tragic.
Which these stories seem to have gotten slightly better, slightly, because there's been enough information out there that people know there's a good chance you're going to get something laced.
You read... fentanyl.
I did.
Well, actually, I don't have her cause of death at all. All I have is that it's confirmed. the thing from back in April when she was arrested in Napa County, they just say a controlled substance without a valid prescription, which I don't know who prescribes that anyway.
Fentanyl?
So, yeah. Terrible news, though. That one's done. And deaths in threes, I guess. We can do this. Brigitte Bardot, star of And God Created Women and Contempt. She's one of those. She was like your mom was into her, you know. She was 91. Like, even for us, like, Brigitte Bardot was a name that you had heard for sure. But I'm looking at these pictures of her, and man, she's a little cutie. She's 91. She passed. She's no longer with us. But 91. It's great.
I've never seen anything she's done.
They do say, though, she became very controversial the last few years for her right-wing politics.
I was going to say, I saw that Chapel Roan posted about her when she passed and said, like, oh, she was an inspiration for my song, Red Wine Supernova. And then people were like, well, she had horrible politics, yada, yada. I don't know the details. She was 91, so I don't really care about her politics.
Honestly, she's just your mean old Nana that's sitting at the Thanksgiving table spouting off her nonsense.
She hated immigrants and Muslims and anybody coming into France that wasn't a national. So that was her. That was her thing.
She was big in the 50s, you know. The reason I even ever heard her name, Brigitte Bardot, is because of my mom. But man, she's so cute.
So cute. The gap in her teeth.
Oh.
Precious.
Love it. These days, we just fix those things. We also lost.
I'm looking at some things. I've not seen any of the movies she was in, but one of them says, one of the stories says, sex object, animal rights activist, racist.
That should be on her gravestone. That would be awesome.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Well, call it like you see it.
Well, someone
put
wrote that.
That's the facts.
Right there online.
That is the facts, kids. There is also a death. This guy's name is James Ranson, or Ransone, possibly, Ransone. He played, I know him from the movie It. He played the grown-up Eddie Kasbrak in It Chapter 2, in the two movies that came out a couple years back. But he was Ziggy Sobotka on The Wire, and he died at the age of 46. Now, I know you like The Wire.
I loved The Wire, and it had a really bad season somewhere in there, but overall it was a really well acted, well written show.
At 46, my first assumption was because they don't really list he died by hanging. There it is. I found it. So he killed himself.
Who's this?
This is, James Ransone, 46 years old. He played Ziggy Sobotka on The Wire, and he's also the grown-up Eddie Kasbrak in It Chapter 2. If you or anyone you know is having thoughts of suicide, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 988. You can go to speakingofsuicide.com/resources as well. In other terrible news, Will Smith.
I'm glad we're starting off on.
I just like to get it
note.
Out of the way. I get the deaths and the accusations. Oh, Russell Brand was just accused by more people of rape. So there's that. I'm leaving that alone.
You're leaving it alone. You just said it.
There it is. There's your headline.
It was hard enough to get up this morning. Oh my goodness.
Did anybody make a wish and it came true? Like, did anything good happen?
Nah.
Ah.
Come on.
All right.
Will Smith has been sued by a tour violinist.
You know who this guy is, right?
I do know who this guy is, and Maddie knows him too.
He was one of my students, and he worked a lot with the campus radio station.
Well, he was Vaughn's buddy.
He was.
And Vaughn used to do our film kind of like Bob's doing now, although Vaughn had a whole setup.
I know. He did. He was
sorry
able
about
to
that.
Switch
there was a whole setup, and I don't know what happened to it.
We had real cameras.
I wouldn't know what to do with all that anyway. Yeah. So
what you're doing is fine. Who needs more? We're a radio show for sake.
And Vaughn was one of my students, so that's how.
Yeah. So Vaughn and this guy were friends, and we, you know, sort of knew him.
I saw his name in this story because Maddie came and he's like, "Oh my god, you know, I know this kid," and then I saw the name. I'm like, I know this kid too.
Yeah. All right,
he,
go on.
In fact, did he come in and like wow us with his violining?
I don't know that I've ever been wowed by violining, but I do think
but
that
he was
we
like
met
a,
him.
He really, was like a rock.
Really, really is good. He's very talented. Like he does rock violin.
Yeah, and he was, I think he came to fame, you know, in quotes, on one of those talent shows.
Like the X Factor.
I thought it was America's
Got Talent.
Yeah. But that's when he hit. Vaughn was like, I know that guy. That's my friend. And that's how we ended up getting to meet him. But I don't. But when the story hit, I went, I only know one violinist. It's got to be him. Of course it was him.
How many are there? I mean, what are the chances it's not him?
Right.
Will Smith is being sued by his former violinist. The guy's name is Brian King Joseph, which the name immediately, I mean, there's not only, I don't know that many Kings anyway, but you know, Brian King Joseph. He filed a lawsuit Monday. This maybe is this last week because today is Monday. I feel like it's early to have filed your lawsuit already in California State Court, accusing Will Smith of, quote, predatory behavior and, quote, deliberately grooming and priming him for sexual exploitation. He does not cite a specific incident in which Smith was involved. He brings claims for wrongful termination, retaliation, and sexual harassment. Of course, Smith's lawyer is saying it's all false, baseless, and reckless. I don't know Will Smith, but he'll bitch slap him. Guy,
Brian's a good kid, so I tend to 100% side with him.
Yeah, I know.
Just,
I mean,
he didn't seem like he would be like going after somebody for money, but who knows?
I know you don't know, and it's and people can just say anything, but it is true. Like, are most people try? Maybe people are on the lookout with these celebrities. Like, well, I'm going to watch for that bad behavior and report it if I need to.
Is he saying this happened recently or like back in the day?
According to the complaint, Will Smith invited Brian King Joseph to perform at a San Diego show in 2024 and then later took him on his global tour based on a true story. And apparently he plays on the upcoming album as well. He said the actor told him, "You and I have such a special connection that I don't have with anyone else." At a Vegas hotel in March.
Well, there's a line. Did he fall for it?
I don't think he did fall for it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, you know, yay, a gig. I'm getting paid to play violin madly.
I feel that too.
Yeah.
That is that what you say?
Yeah. I guess. What do you say?
Yeah, I feel
that.
Yeah.
I do
feel
have
that. A connection.
There's something here. There's something between us.
That's when I go for a Pepsi and never come back. But, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many violining gigs there are out there, but I have to assume
good
it's pretty competitive. I guess if you get taken on Will Smith's tour, you're like, I guess that's an okay thing to say. It's nice that he feels connected to me. Gotta go. At a Vegas hotel in March of 2025, Brian King Johnson said his...
Joseph.
Sorry, Joseph. They just said King here. We'll just call him King. I mean, Violin King, which contained, so his bag, which contained his room key, went missing for several hours, and then it was returned to him by the tour management team. Later that night, he found a note in his room addressed to him that read, "Brian, I'll be back no later than 5:30. Just us, Drawn Heart, Stone F." Is that like a nickname for Will Smith that I don't know? As well as a bottle of HIV medication, an earring, and a hospital discharge and paperwork.
Huh.
Is that a turn on?
I don't know what that is.
Try flowers, bro.
So King says he feared that the person who he suspects was a member of Smith's management team would return to his room to try to engage in sexual acts with him.
Oh, so wasn't? Will Smith?
He doesn't. I mean, Stone F. I have no idea who that is.
I'm trying to Google.
I'm looking it up too.
The internet doesn't know either.
No.
Who leaves HIV medicine?
Right.
That is just weird.
I know. And an earring and a hospital discharge paperwork. Okay. Later, King says he was blamed for the incident that he described as sexual harassment and terminated. I guess when he complained about it. Oh yeah, there it is. He finished third on a few 10 seasons ago on America's Got Talent.
Well, yeah. I don't know what to say about any of that. None of it makes any sense.
I know. Well, Will Smith being sued by violinist Brian King Joseph, who we know, he seemed nice, for wrongful termination and retaliation, et cetera.
Well, I loved Vaughn, so, you know, and they were buddies. Mm-hmm. So he got the benefit of the doubt for that reason for me.
Right.
But I don't know him, so maybe he is just a lawsuit. Oh. Maybe he is a...
Anybody can say anything.
What do they call that? Ambulance chaser?
Well, an opportunist, sure.
Whatever.
Right.
I don't want to doubt somebody who says something's happened to them, but when Will Smith was going through all his cancellations, I feel like that would be the time that
people would start coming
stories
forward.
Would come out about him. And I've never heard anything like this about him before.
Yeah, you know,
just thinking.
He's not putting him into a specific scenario, Will Smith himself.
Right.
He's saying I was wrongfully terminated and he was grooming me, but he doesn't say this happened. This or, you know, no specific, well, at least not in whatever we're privy to. Like, I didn't read the lawsuit. So
completely separate from this incident, tours are this sort of moving circus of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's,
with
it's entirely possible.
Travel.
This was just a person that was part of this tour, unbeknownst to Will Smith. This person made a move on Brian, right. And Will wasn't involved in it at all, despite the pickup line he threw at him.
I feel a great connection between us.
I don't have with anybody else.
Right. Anyway, that's all I have time for. But yay, we're off to a good start. We got all the bad news out of the way. I have some great news coming up. Really great news.
What's going to happen?
Well, you'll have to wait and find out.
Oh,
later
God,
in the show.
I can't believe
Stick
it.
Stick around. What's coming up?
Banned words in 26 and more after these.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12 month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
How it for your love. Alice 97.3. Sarah Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can stream Alice and take us anywhere you go on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets for Train. It's time to catch the 6:05 train with Jane. That is good writing.
That is solid. Good job today.
All this week, listen to Jane at 6:05 p.m. for the code word.
Jane.
Then head to RadioAlice.com to enter that code word for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Train on August 26th at Shoreline Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation.
All right.
Tickets for Train with Jane, 6:05. Meet you there.
Don't be late.
All right. So good morning and welcome. We are back and happy new year. It rained a lot while we were out and continues today.
Yes.
I only lost power for one day.
Oh.
but I understand the people of the city lost power for multiples. Mm. Were you out when that happened, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were in Philly.
No, no. I was here, but I was out. For the blackout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean you were out?
I was out, you know, gallivanting around the city.
Oh, partying.
Partying.
Oh, okay.
Out, not out.
Oh, so it didn't last very long for you?
It didn't last very long.
In the news, there were people saying like days in some cases.
Yes, a few people. I have somebody who lives in my neighborhood, but in an older building.
Oh.
Didn't have power for multiple days, which is crazy. I think I lost it for 5 or 6 hours.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I was on a date during the blackout.
Oh, so we had a blackout date. Oh.
The vibes were so interesting during the blackout. I'm excited to hear.
No, it was fun. We went, just found a place that was doing bingo and played bingo at this little place in
the here in the city.
Yeah.
Did they have power?
They had power, but the girl's house didn't have power. Not that I went in or anything.
After that big night of bingo.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think
she wasn't like, "Hey, big boy. Hey, big little boy.
Yeah,
let's go."
I don't know if it's gonna go anywhere. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, did you like it? Date.
I liked it. I had a good time.
Oh.
But you don't think she liked it?
I think she liked it. I just don't think there's a connection there. Oh. Like the same, you know.
Is that what she
seems
said?
Like? She's dating a lot and like is looking for. I felt like she's more looking for a buddy.
Well, listen, everybody you go out with, it's a 50-50 chance.
It's a 50-50 chance.
I mean, how can you lose with those odds?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I guess
at
you
some
can.
Point, yeah. You know, it yeah. seems like. Every time I flip this coin, it comes up heads. I don't understand.
Wait, I'm confused. You went out. You both had fun. But
she just wants a buddy.
But you don't.
I just got the vibe that wasn't.
Did you kiss her?
She was friend-zoning you mean?
Yeah, yeah. I felt like I was getting friend-zoned.
By the way,
and she's still.
She's
like,
not looking for a buddy. She's just not that into you. Right. It's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's yeah, it's uncomfortable.
So for once, the coin lands on tails, but we all feel burnt by it.
I felt a little burnt by it, a little bit, but yeah.
Well, you can't bat 1,000. No one can.
No, it's true. You got to keep swinging.
Swing and a miss.
Sorry to hear that.
And another miss.
Well, anyway, so.
just a bit outside.
We're going to continue with the rain today. It looks like it starts to taper tomorrow. And in some cases, you'll still see rain Wednesday, but then we are clear. I don't know what the deal is with why it has to all happen at once. I really don't.
Continually, just day after day. We had two nights. We bought tickets for Lightscapes, which is at the Botanical Garden in Golden Gate Park. And the first one was the Tuesday before Christmas. And they sent me an email and said, "We're refunding your money. We're not doing it." So we're like, all right. So then we booked it for last Friday. Sent me an email. "We're not doing it."
So it's rained out every night.
Apparently.
Ugh.
Such a bummer. I was like, I don't care if it's a slog. I'll put my boots on. I'll put on my wintry coat and a hat. It'd be great. No.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you for your sorrow, I guess.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Before I get to some actual news.
Oh.
Did you start Stranger Things yet?
Finished it.
So here I am on vacation.
Yeah.
I never get to watch TV. I just don't. Right. And I'm finally like, you're going to watch something. You're going to get something done.
Yeah.
So I go to hit play on Stranger Things and I'm completely unenthusiastic about it. Like almost thinking, I don't want to.
Mm. I'm sorry.
I hit play and within a minute, I'm all in and totally psyched.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody else felt that. There like maybe too much time between the last one and this one.
How far in are you?
I've made it 5.
Oh, okay.
6 episodes in.
So you made it to the big reveal.
I'm not sure what reveal you speak of. I'll say this.
Will the Wise.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I made it to that part. And there was a few, like, as I'm watching, I'm thinking, they are finding things to keep characters who've been in this still in this. Like the guy driving the truck or the person laying in the hospital bed that later comes back. But in that moment, I was like, oh, what a bummer. That person's just, the acting job is this.
Just lay there and look unconscious.
Made it back. Yeah, I was the same way, though. I absolutely did not want to hit play on it. I just didn't feel like it. And then I did. And then I was going to watch it when I was traveling, but I couldn't because it was so good on the big screen in the house. I was like, I can't watch this on a little screen.
Oh.
It's wasted on a little screen.
Mm. Well, I didn't finish Stranger Things, but I will say if you're out there and you're thinking, I've been off it too long, yeah. and these kids are not kids. They're grown-ups now, and they have to shave in between scenes
in order to look clean cut.
Like, it's
sure. When they were doing the flashbacks to the younger days, it was like, whoa.
Oh, I'll tell you this. The very first scene of the new season, maybe that's why I was in. I'm like, who the F is that? Who is that? I look it up. They had to film that scene new. It's not a throwback. So it's actually, what did they do? Computerized.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about AI Will?
Yes, AI yeah. Will. Yeah. Yeah, it was like.
It was very disturbing.
I'm looking at it going, that's not the kid.
Right.
And then I was saying to myself, what did I miss? What don't I know? So I looked it up and it said, no, they made that scene and it's supposed to look like him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
You didn't even recognize him.
I knew because the signs were on the fort.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, Will the Great or whatever it was. But no, that does not look like the kid.
Huh.
Yeah, it was distractingly AI.
Yeah.
I have a couple comments about it. I don't want to say too much before you get to the end because I want.
Oh,
I don't
you
wanna,
can say.
No, my things are Millie Bobby Brown, who was, I think.
Millie Bonnie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown Jovi. She needs to stop needling her top lip. Like, that's incredibly distracting.
What is it? What is it?
What do you mean?
She's got lip filler.
Oh, needling her top lip. Oh, yeah. I'm
massively puffed up top lip. And when they were doing the flashbacks, it, like, she had a lovely mouth. And now she's just got, like, a big, an upper lip that's bigger than her lower lip. Like, please stop. Please, you're 20. You're
I didn't beautiful. Even notice.
And then, what in the actual F was going on with that outfit that she's wearing four episodes? I'm like, that is first of all, is that
shorts?
Supposed to be... What is that supposed to be? Is that supposed to be 80s? Like, because that is so not 80s. Like, it was awful.
I saw a picture of somebody in the 80s wearing that outfit next to her. So I guess it was an outfit for somebody.
It was, by the way, it was red shorts, like gym shorts, over gray sweatpants.
Right. Yeah. With another shirt underneath and then like a cropped sweatshirt. It was the worst outfit I've ever seen. She had it on for so long.
I didn't like the second outfit either.
The marginally
but it was
better, you know.
The body glove?
Yeah, the body glove,
the wet
semi-wetsuit.
I thought she was going to come out and sing Living Color.
Yeah, I really felt like, what is happening here? And also, the kid who plays the younger sister of Mike and Nancy, Holly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you didn't like her?
She's a total mouth breather. Her mouth's like this the whole time.
I thought she was so cute, though.
Oh,
I like
you
her.
You are so gnarly.
If you got to have kid actors, get good kid actors.
Holly was good.
Oh,
I mean, nothing compared to Derek. Okay, but what about Derek? You liked him?
I did like Derek.
He was amazing.
I thought Derek was great. I like some of the other kids, too. I'm like,
No, the other kids were not very good, I didn't think.
Well,
I thought Holly was good.
She's terrible. Oh, God.
All right. I didn't see of all the critiques, I didn't see the upper lip. I thought Holly was fine. I didn't notice the mouth breathing or... I did take... That also took a second because Holly's a baby.
Yeah.
In the other, you know, episodes. Yeah. So you remember her because they're feeding her at the, you know, in the... And now she's walking around.
Like kids do.
And breathing through her mouth, apparently.
I also felt like, where did that little fairy princess come from? Like, you know, Nancy and Mike, there's no even attempt at getting similar looking siblings. Like, of all the kids that act, they had to go for the one that was going to, you know, look like a little fairy princess.
Oh,
no.
Who cares?
About that.
Who cares? That's not what the show's about.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I didn't finish Stranger Things, but I did get to finish Wicked, which is now rentable on your TV.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. I think that I didn't think it was as fun. Well, I'll say it this way. Them breaking it up the way they did, I thought, oh, it's just a cash grab. Those punks. It turns out those are two completely separate vibes. One is... like the
coming up story,
dancing through life, and the library, the joy and the festive, like sort of mood, and the popular, like all these songs are just vapid and empty and but fun, you know.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, now the second one is completely a different deal.
Things go dark.
Did you see it?
I haven't.
Oh
no, but I am familiar with the story.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. That's what I'm sort of waiting for. Did they change it further? Because the book is different from the play. Interesting to see what they're going to do with the movie.
I haven't seen the play, and so I don't know. But
did you read the book?
I did read the book. The book has so much in it that they've taken out that you don't even recognize it.
Right.
Really. I mean, there's so much. The guy that lives with the... and he's doing both...
It's a lot of... stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, I did finish it. I did like the ending. Personally,
well,
it felt
then I
like
know
it
it's
ended.
A good ending.
Yeah.
Because you do like a happy ending.
I do like a happy ending. And
you get very mad when it's not a happy ending.
Yeah. Well, then, I mean, I've watched a lot.
Did you finish Pluribus?
No.
Oh, yeah. I finished Pluribus.
Oh,
same.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's good.
Mm-hmm. And?
Can't wait for more.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd even started it when we left.
I was waiting for my kids to get there and we watched it together. It was great.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah, it is.
Except
I enjoyed it. Lots of just good, solid questions to, you know.
You're lucky you got to binge it.
Yeah.
Because I love the Indian guy. I love the way he's like, this is great.
Oh.
Making the best of everything.
Right. He flies in on Air Force One. I'm like, oh, this guy.
That's my guy.
Isn't that so funny? Yeah. Like he's
like, I'll be in Vegas. Just
she's in
me.
The middle of this like complete meltdown about the world, and he's like, can you believe our luck? This is amazing.
Come on, girls. Let's go.
I just thought, oh, that guy's great. Okay, so there's just a few things that I wanted to talk about real quick. So the Niners had an incredible game while we were out and beat the Bears. And then they played the Seahawks and did not have an incredible game. In fact, the score, which was 13-3, was a lot closer than the game felt the whole time. Like, we really did not do well. We are in the playoffs, though, and the Niners will go to Philly this Sunday at 1:30.
This is the first round this weekend?
This is the first wild card weekend. We are playing on Sunday in Philly, 1:30 game time. Go Niners.
Go Niners.
All right. And now to some news. While we were out, we stole Venezuela.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stole some people out of there.
It's
and
such
now apparently
a strange,
it's ours, the 51st state. What will be the 51st state? Roll the dice.
We got Venezuela for Christmas. What?
Thank you.
I have to admit, some of the hard news stories, especially politically, I've sort of stayed away from. And so I don't know.
I've read a lot of headlines, and that's about it.
Yeah, me too. I don't know exactly what Venezuela... I know that he's up on charges. He'll be in court today, the former leader of Venezuela, who we took and brought up on charges. He'll be in court, I believe, today. But I still don't quite understand how you go to another country and say, you're under arrest.
Yeah, you're coming with me. Feels like an abduction.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Sure.
In the coming days, but I...
Be worried if someone did that here, huh? Come get the guy.
Next story.
Okay.
I'll update you on his Venezuela as soon as I have any idea. Do you have any idea?
Well, I mean, no.
Right.
I went down the rabbit hole, though, this weekend and just watched the news on the whole situation.
Honestly, the news is depressing when you're on vacation. Yeah. It's like, oh, great. The world's still happening. That sucks.
But it was weird. I got on a plane to Mexico. Nothing had happened. Landed, and all of a sudden, oh, we just invaded Venezuela. And then you managed
to get out.
Yeah, because a lot of the flights weren't leaving around the Caribbean or Mexico and the Caribbean because they had grounded everything.
You went to Mexico over vacation.
Yeah.
You are living the best. You know, you hear him tell his story. He's like, oh, no. I'm alone. I'm sad. Meanwhile, you're living your best life. You're dating. You're in Mexico.
Get the party music going.
I mean, how many deer did you kill in West Virginia, too?
Like, I didn't get any deer.
You didn't hunt at all?
I did hunt.
Oh.
That was fun.
He hunted.
Yeah.
He loved up his family.
Yeah.
He sang Donkey the Dingo. What is it?
Again? Dominic.
Whatever.
Christmas Donkey.
And then he went to Mexico, laid on the beach for 5 days.
And got to take my nephews. Or not
went
take
on a
them,
date.
To watch Die Hard for the first time.
Oh.
Are these?
Which is a really... A lot of foul language in that movie I forgot about.
Mm-hmm.
How old are your nephews again?
13 and 11.
Oh, they're
good. Fine. They're fine.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah. They're going to love
They've
it.
Heard it all.
Too. They have the internet. So it's too late for them.
My kids will go, Dad always says it so we can hear that. I'm like, oh, God.
Cheese and rice.
I learned it from watching you, Dad.
Well, you know, I've never, and I don't even want to, I'm not even trying to joke about kids getting left in cars, but there's certainly been times when I've got my kid in the back in those car seats where I will be driving down the road and be like, you mother.
Yep.
Oops. Like, there's the kid in the back and you go, oh, geez. It's easy to.
Yeah. What's that word mean?
Yeah, right. Well, nothing. Driving, it happens. Mm. Anyway.
Get so mad. We're like different people in the car.
Well, you know, someone cuts you off. Someone pulls some nonsense where you know that's not. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Just stay in your metal bug and crawl along.
This is a list of banished words put together by some college in Michigan.
Great.
In 2026, they'd like to say goodbye to 6-7.
Yes, please.
All the school, you don't even hear it.
I don't. I don't care.
My kids.
But they spent way too much time on it on South Park. I was very enough of this.
Well, you can't believe it. Like the kids are listening for 6 so they can launch into 6-7.
Mm.
They're waiting for it.
I will say there's a couple occurrences while I was on my vacation where the number 6-7 comes up naturally. And it is kind of fun to be like, oh, heh, you know. There was.
I'm not as bothered by it as some people are, but I think school teachers are the ones hearing it all day, every day, and they feel like it's enough already.
Well, they should make you memorize your 6s and 7s timetables.
2026 banished words include 6-7, which isn't really a word, and we don't even know how it got started. Demure has got to go, apparently.
Demure.
I don't know. It's from that TikTok.
Yeah.
Cooked.
Very demure. Cooked.
Cooked. Like, I'm cooked. I'm exhausted. You can leave that. Has that been overused?
No. There are literally 1,000 other words.
Yeah, that one can
cooked.
Go for sure. Incentivize. What's the matter?
I don't know.
Full stop. These people must get a lot of emails. I get a lot of emails too, but I don't. Always get to the bottom of them. So maybe that's.
I hate in books when they will, like, you know, it'll be like, what the F? But they spell out the word with a period, next word, period, next word. I'm like, just write the sentence. I'm going to sit here and try and figure out what your inflection is.
Gifted, when used as a verb, has got to go. Like, I gifted them a candle. Just say you gave it to them, they're saying here.
Hmm.
These people are really...
But you want them to know as a gift. I didn't just hand that guy something. I gifted it to him. Here's a gift.
My bad, they say, needs to go.
Oh, my bad is everywhere. I like it's my back? Bad, though. Oh, yeah, my bad.
I didn't realize it had come my back.
Bad. There's nothing wrong with my bad. If I love you've my bad. Done something and you're being accountable, that's probably a good thing.
That was my bad.
I'm really late.
I should have known.
My bad, I'm really late. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
He did it, you guys.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.